Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Got a problem around your house you just can't figure out? You might want to call Lou, just saying. He's taking your calls live right here, right now on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN. Well, I started out.
Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I think it was it 2 weeks ago? We had a little get-together, and we were met with what was supposed to be with Doma T and his lovely girlfriend, but Doma T's out in New York now. We're all going to be working for him soon. But we got together, Lindsay and I and my wife and myself and Joe and his lovely fiance, and we had a little brunch, right? And we're chit-chatting. We're asking about the wedding plans of Joe and Allie and this and that. And all of a sudden, I think Allie, unprompted, says, "Oh my gosh, we just got this air fryer."
My favorite part was when Lindsay's husband, David, said, "I'm sorry, did you just say hair dryer?"
Right. Right, because she's never had a hair dryer. You guys live like an Amish family,
and
right?
That, and that plugs in. Those. And that's something you bring up.
Which is funny. It's probably because David does use a hair dryer, so he was probably like, "Ooh, what was the brand? What's the brand?"
Really? Is that something you wanted to say?
Yes. I've been dying to say that, actually.
Shuts.
On the air.
Okay.
A hair dryer. I don't think I've ever used it. I don't know if I've ever used a hair.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I have. And now I have all this hair.
I know. Try
like
it
I
out.
Could use one.
Get a
right.
Nice fluff going
Let me
on
tell
there.
You something. You know, ever since I had the hair transplant by the Dr. Yates, by the way, it is problematic because now the hair is in my eyes. I have not had that problem in probably 30 years. Just throwing that out there.
Just comb it to the side.
I know I am. I mean, I literally have to use hairspray. These are my problems. Okay. So Joe is getting married. When are you getting married, Joe?
We're looking at January 4th, 2020.
Have we set a date?
2020, yeah. We booked the venue.
January 4th, 2020. Okay,
good.
So
that's
another
news. That's new information. That was not confirmed a couple
I guess, yeah, you're right.
Ago.
You're right. We did it.
What?
We did it last week. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's so literally a year.
Basically, yeah.
Basically.
A year,
year
and a week.
Right.
About.
Okay. All right, good. Well, then we have a date, January 4th. Okay. But in the meantime, our Noodaloo 2 is something that, as I mentioned, it came in a box right around the holiday season. We did not have time to try it out personally, and I got yelled at by my producer, like, "Haven't you tried this thing yet?" But we have as you said, a seasoned professional. First, take a listen to this.
Steam heat icon.
Thank you.
Every year when January rolls around, we find ourselves skimping on the booze, refreshing our workout wear, purging our refrigerators, and meticulously planning out our whole 30 meals, all in the name of a new year, new us. So let's cut to the chase. You know your diet is starting on Tuesday, so what are you going to do about it? How about cutting down on some of that fried food? That's right, I'm talking to me. By now, you may have heard of those air fryers, but what the heck are they? Well, the Philips Air Fryer XXL is our new Noodaloo 2 this week, and we are going to tell you. The Philips Air Fryer XXL is a magical machine that uses hot air instead of all that greasy oil to fry foods to a golden, crispy finish. The XXL is their newest model, made with families in mind, frying up to 3-pound batches of potatoes, french fries, or frozen snacks. It's even big enough to tackle a whole chicken. The XXL's new twin Turbo Star technology cuts up to 90% of the fat and uses only a tablespoon or less of oil, reducing fat for healthier meals and cooking 4 times faster than an oven. Okay, so while the fast food french fries may cost you only a dollar, the Philips XXL ain't cheap, retailing for about $2.99. But what is your health worth? If you love french fries as much as me, and I can find a healthier alternative, I'm all in. We will put a link and a little demo video up on Lou's Facebook page. 3 more sleeps till the new year. Give it some thought. Just saying.
Happy New Year!
That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Do you really love french fries?
Lately I have had a problem with them. Yes. I don't know what it is. It's like I can't say, ooh, I'll have the salad instead of the fries. It's been a serious issue for the last 3 months.
And the thing is, your daughters are very picky about what they eat. So there's a lot of nuggets.
A lot of nuggets. And then naturally, those come with fries a lot of the time. And so
and there's
we get
their
those,
mother and going, oh, like, you're not going to eat that?
Ooh, exactly.
Yeah, you've never had so many nuggets in your life, I'm sure. Okay,
well,
Joe,
no, I don't
need
the
your
nuggets.
Okay, first of all, I have a this is kind of funny to me. Here we're talking about the air fryer. It's a healthy way to do it, and then we're featuring the XXL, which, you know, makes me feel like, ooh,
double XL.
Double XL.
But it's for, they sent it because they know you have a big family. So
got
they
it.
Have smaller ones on the market, but this is like the double XL.
So, Joe, you do use a little oil?
Yeah. Think of it as, did you ever make French fries just in the oven or anything in the oven?
Sure.
Like
I mean, if you use the tater tots or whatever. Right.
Well, okay. Well, something like that. I'm talking if you, you know, cut up a potato and make your own French fries. I would, you know, lather them in oil and salt and pepper and things like that. You just use a little bit less.
And you put them in the device.
Yes.
Are you eating them right now?
Yeah, it sounds like
No, I'm having Cheerios.
From the air fryer?
No, not from the air fryer.
Shut up.
Ooh, that would be good. Okay, so wait, is there a basket in there?
It is. Yeah, mine is.
And you put, okay, and you put a little oil in there, like a tablespoon.
See, but it's, I don't think of it as throw the fries in there and drop a tablespoon of oil. I'm talking about, like, you know, you put them on a tray, you season them, and then you rub them all together. And
No. I'm talking about how you do it in the air fryer.
Right, and then I throw that lathered batch of uncooked French fries in the air fryer.
So you like toss them first.
Yeah.
You toss it in the oil first.
Exactly.
You toss them.
Put them in a bowl. Put the frozen fries in a bowl. Put the tablespoon of olive oil or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
Toss them. Salt them.
Right.
Then put them
right
in the fryer.
Salt them for you. You got to salt them.
I know.
Okay. And then how long does it take to bake them?
I think you go with the recommended thing on the back of the package.
Joe, the recommended thing. You're very descriptive. You should be in radio. Okay, have you tried anything else besides French fries?
Yeah, see, so this is what I could do a better job of just telling you what has worked in there and what hasn't worked.
Tell us.
So the best thing that we did was, we grabbed a bag of frozen cubed potatoes, basically French fries, but cubed, diced, and threw them in there, and they were fantastic. Fresh out of the restaurant.
Mm.
Fluffy on the inside, crispy on the outside.
Really?
We cooked a salmon in there. The salmon wasn't great. It cooked it fine. It cooked it, you know, totally thoroughly.
Right.
But you didn't get that searing option that you would if you put it on the on a pan.
Right.
Vegetables. Fantastic. Same way.
Not breaded vegetables.
Not breaded. We threw some fresh green beans in there. Same thing. Lather up a little bit of oil, salt, pepper, and they make them crispy just how we like them.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing it's very good at is reheating vegetables that we've made in the air fryer. And it kind of just brings them totally back to life. Not that, like, soggy microwave taste you get.
Oh. Okay, now, are you and your fiancé, like, do you like the to use the cooking appliances? You know what I mean? In other words, I think there's two sets of people when it comes to cooking, right? There are my wife and I who enjoy cooking, and we make a huge mess in the kitchen, and every pot and pan is out there, and then we have to clean all that up. And then there's people say, oh, I can do it all right here, and I can plug it in.
Yeah, we're pretty much leaning towards more of the utensil, using everything we can. We have a cast iron skillet. I love using that. I use that every chance I can.
That is the wedding gift. If you don't know what to get someone, get them a cast iron pan.
I try to make hash browns in there every time I can. Well, now I have the air fryer, so I don't really have to. But yes, and we were also in this very good habit of we wash our pans right after we make anything. Yeah, we're a little OCD, but
is it messy? Is the air fryer messy?
No, not at all. It comes out dry as a bone. I think we've washed it once since we've had it. And we stuck it right in the dishwasher. Thank you.
In the dryer.
Yeah, I was going to say in the microwave. That would have been
right. The insides of it, not the appliance.
Right, the basket part. The basket.
Exactly.
I think
it
sounds so cool.
Well,
I think if you perfect it, there's a lot of things you can just nail with it, but you can't use it for everything.
Right.
All right. Check it out on my Facebook page and also at WGNradio.com, the Philips Air Fryer XXL. After the new year, I will personally use it, and I will also give you a follow-up review of it next Saturday. How's that? Deal? Joe, you did a great job.
Thanks. I think yours will be a little bit better than mine, though.
You got to follow, you know, like the recommended thing that it says on the thing.
That's usually what it says on the back of those things, right? Do this.
All right. Very nice. Well, we're going to take a quick break and be back right after this.